Tourists milling in the spring sunshine on the iconic Charles Bridge, usually the first image that comes to mind when you say to someone, Prague. Lined with statues of saints and disciples, guarded at both ends by impressive towers, it is still regal and magnificent, even with the crowds of tourists, jazz bands, and portrait painters. Perhaps no other leader in Europe's history has left such an imprint on the layout of one city. Alex Wendt is head of communications at the Prague College, but also the creator of the popular architecture blog, The Prague Vitruvius.
It appears, at least to the untrained eye, pretty much untouched. Now, a lot of people look at Prague today and they see what is in fact rather Disneyfied kind of architecture without realising that a lot of it is genuine 14th century Gothic, for example, such as the bridge we're standing on now.
How much did he change, in architectural terms, the face of that city?
His greatest contribution, strangely, isn't the bridge, nor yet the university, which was founded a little earlier than the bridge in 48, but the expansion of the town on the old town side, with the construction of an entire new town, and that also dates from 1348. And I think for someone to have had the foresight, really, to understand the need for a growing population, but also the mercenary and commercial needs of this city. This was an extraordinary statement.
And he was a great European, wasn't he, really? Or someone who believed in an order, I suppose, a sense of order, peace among nations.
Exactly right. And just as the architecture has its own order, so the countries of Europe themselves were held in a kind of systematic, some would say rigid, shape by the then Holy Roman Emperor. And there's no question that he was considered to be a great European. He was called the father of the nation when he died. And the nation in those days didn't simply mean today's Czech Republic. It meant all of the lands that fell under his dominion.
When you look one way, you're looking at a statue of Charles IV. Turn 180 degrees and you're at one of the great towers on either side of the bridge. Turn again and you're looking up at the great cathedral, St. Vitus Cathedral that again he started, and then this building that did belong to Charles University behind us. So really, Charles IV is everywhere you look when you walk through Prague.
Well, you're absolutely right, and in fact I think it's something that even those of us who live in the city tend to forget, because we're so sort of overwhelmed by the grandeur of several centuries of architecture. But it is an extraordinary thing that all of these buildings that you've just mentioned, Rob, were built in the 14th century under the influence of one man, and probably by one architect.
I've come to the courtyard of the new town hall, new as in 14th century, another of Charles IV's architectural achievements. The fountain bubbling away here certainly looks centuries old. But beyond enlarging Prague, Charles truly put medieval Bohemia on the map. Bohumil Vorm is a historical author from the organisation Praga Mystica.
When it comes to complexity of personality, how educated he was, what he achieved, his very colourful character, ranging from adventurer to very diplomatic statesman, I think he's justly called number one Czech or something like that.
He's often described as, you know, a great man of peace and a great diplomat, but he wasn't afraid to go to war either, was he?
Most definitely not. But what's great about him, for example, when he was acquiring a huge territory of Brandenburg, which goes all the way to Berlin, now he could easily defeat it, local rulers, but he stopped just short of that. And he paid them a huge sum of money, plus exchanged some territory, so this deal would be lasting. And it wouldn't turn around the next generation. So he was really a diplomatic man.
Now, in terms of the legacy that he's left you, modern-day Czechs, is he someone that everybody knows who he is and what he did? If you ask top people in the street, pretty much everybody's going to be able to give me a fairly good idea. Oh, he built the Charles Bridge, he founded the university, built the Hunger Wall, and so on, expanded the new town, made Bohemia great.
Yes, indeed. He gave us really twofold legacy. First is in the building, of course, architecture is still here. And the second part is For him, Bohemia was the key. Famous poet Francesco Petrarca wrote him once, "Oh, I wish there would be no Bohemia and no Bohemians, because you care about them more than you care about us Romans," meaning Italians. And it's obvious that Charles was smart enough to consider this rich and central kingdom of Bohemia as his power base.
There's actually been a minor controversy over the official celebrations to mark the anniversary. European heads of state have allegedly snubbed invitations from the Czech president, Miloš Zeman, due to his outspoken comments on Russia, Islam and migrants. Charles IV would almost certainly recognise modern-day Prague, so many of his monuments are still standing. And perhaps he'd also recognise the rough and tumble of modern-day politics, too. Rob Cameron, DW, Prague.